Okay, Rabbi Medalis, towards the bottom. From the Rabbanan, Ketzed Ma'arvin Derech Rishus Harabim. How do you make an Eruv to make a Rishus Harabim into Rishus HaYochid? Osa Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, V'lechi V'kora Mikan. So the way is, you have a regular Rishus Harabim. Talking about here. Something out of a science fiction movie. There's Rishus HaRabim here, where all these zombies walking in the middle of it. So in order to make this Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYochid, so you put on one end, and it's a street with houses on either side. So on one side you put a Tzuras HaPesach, and on the other side, a lechi and a korah, or a korah. And that, what's it called now, becomes what's it called, Rishus HaYochid. Okay? So that's what the Gemara is talking about. Hamash, a regular street that's Rishus HaRabim. The Rashi explained what the dimensions of this Rishus HaRabim are. And just by putting a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a lechi or a korah on the other side, it turns into Rishus HaYochid. Rashi, Rishus HaRabim, Mashma Rochav Sheshes Reyama, it's talking where it's 16 Amos wide, because that's the minimum shear of Rishus HaRabim, Pashtus. The Ir Shemetsuyin Bo Shishim Riboy, it has to be a city where there are 600,000 people in the city. From Rashi's Mashma, you don't need 600,000 people actually walking through this street. But it has to be in a city where there are 600,000 people. The Ein Bo Choma, and the city itself doesn't have a wall around it. And therefore, the Rishus HaRabim goes from one end of the city to the other without any obstructions. There'd be a wall, it'd be closed on both ends. Then it wouldn't be a Rishus HaRabim. It has to be mefulish, and the opening to the city is at the end of this side of Rishus HaRabim, and the opening to the city is on the other side, and therefore the Rishus HaRabim goes without any obstructions from one end of the city to the other. Does not obstruct it with a wall or whatever. Those are the three conditions for Rishus HaRabim, as he says. 16 Amos, you need 600,000 people at least in that city, and also, what's it called, it has to be mefulish. It's not obstructed at either end.
What exactly is 16 Amos?
The width of the Rishus HaRabim. The width of this road. The street is Rishus HaRabim. People's houses are not Rishus HaRabim. There's houses in the city too. There's a street, a road that goes through the city. So that road is 16 Amos wide, and that's what's it called, Rishus HaRabim. Tzuras HaPesach Mikan Barosho Echad. On one end of this road, you put a Tzuras HaPesach. The Lechi Vikora B'Sofir, and a Lechi or a Kora on the other end, at the other end of the city. Okay, so the Mara says, Chananya Omer, Chananya Omer, Chananya holds, that's a Tanakama. So in order to make that Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, all you need is a Lechi on one side and Tzuras HaPesach on the other side. Chananya said that this is a Machlokas Beishamay and Beishilo. He argues on the Tanakama. And he says, Beishamay Omer, Mosa Delis Mikan V'Delis Mikan. You have to put a door on one side of the road, and a door on the other end, and ukshiyotze v'nichnas noel, and it has to be closed. When you go out, in and out, after you go in or out, you have to close the door. So you need mamish adelis on both sides of the road, both ends of the road. Beis Hillel omrim, is also what Chananya is saying, Beis Hillel says, osim osadelis mikan, v'lechi v'kor mikan. Not enough at Tzuras HaPesach on one end, you need a delis on one end, but the other end, you don't need a delis, like Beis Shammai says. All you need is a lechi or a korah. So, Rashi. Tzuras HaPesach, we said already. Okay, right. Rishus HaRabim Mimi Arva. So now we've said this is going on a Rishus HaRabim. And you can take a Rishus HaRabim, a real Rishus HaRabim, and turn it into Rishus HaYochid in one of these three ways. Either according to the Tanakhama, by putting a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and a lechi akor on the other side. According to Hananya, according to Beis Shammai, by putting two dalsas up, or according to Beis Hillel, putting a delas on one side and a lechi akor on the other side. Three different possibilities, three different shitas. When it says Rishus HaRabim, Mima Arva, is it possible then to make Mamash Rishus HaRabim with these kinds of tikkunim into Rishus HaYochid? With glossos and with what's it called, with where both sides are completely open, the two parallel sides are open, and all you have to do is close off the opposite sides, and you have a Rishus HaYochid. Impossible. Well, Tanya, we'll see that the biggest kula in what's considered not a Rishus HaRabim doesn't come near what seems to say over here you can do to make a Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. But Tanya, Yesur Al Kein Omer of Yehuda. Right, the Gemara over there is talking. Rashi says, "La'el minei ayri bebona aliyah mibayis lebayis shebishnei tzidei rishus harabim, dechein ksharim hamefulashim rishus harabim, deshari Rabbi Yehuda letutulei tusei mishum pitikri yori desosim v'perek kol gagos ha'ir dekomer bebrayis yeser al kein afilu heicha deleka pitikra hoel v'ika shtei mechitzos ma'al yisa mechitzos habayis mikan mechitzos bayis shasheni mikan sogi betakan tepursa." Rashi is saying like this. You have a Mishnah that says that Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have two houses that are opposite each other across a Rishus HaRab, you don't have, for some reason, doesn't have a picture of this here. Oh, yeah, I do have a picture, yeah. Okay. Here, you have two houses across a Rishus HaRab. Here's the Rishus HaRab. House on this side, a house on that side. And you have a korah going from one house to the other on both sides. So we say that here's two mechitzas, two mamish solid mechitzas, parallel, across the Rishus HaRabim. And this korah, we say the halacha pitikra yori besosin. The korah is at least four tefachim wide. And we say the edge of the korah goes down like a whole mechitza on both sides, and it's mamash like it's closed in on four sides. Except two of the sides is an imaginary mechitza, and two sides are real mechitzas. Okay? The case that Rabbi Yehuda was talking, that's not a picture. There is no picture of that over here. This is one case. There's a case like this, where you have a house, and you have a walkway that goes from house to house. They're also under the walkway, or a bridge that goes from here to here. So the bridge is a wide thing. Under that bridge, you say on both sides, Pitikri Yori Visosin. So under the bridge is Rishus HaYochid. Under the walkway between the two houses is Rishus HaYochid. Right? Same thing as these boards, but it's filled in the middle. So that's the first case. That's the case where you have two houses on each side of Rishus HaRabim. You have a bridge or a walkway that goes between them. So Rabbi Yehuda said that since you have two full mechitzas, you say Pitik Rabbi Yori Desosin on both sides of the walkway, and under that walkway is Rishus HaYochid. Okay? And then Rabbi Yehuda said, Yesra Al Kein, even more than that, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Mi Shohayu Lo Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. You have two houses across the street from each other, across the Rishus HaRabim. So then, Osa Lechi Mikan V'Lechi Mikan, O Korah Mikan V'Korah Mikan, V'Nosein V'Nosein Be'etzer. Not only where you have mamash a solid walkway or a solid bridge, where you can say Pitikra Yori V'Sosein, but if you only have a Korah, Korah is not four tefachim. You don't say Pitikra Yori V'Sosein by a Korah that's less than four tefachim. So you don't have as if you have imaginary mechitzas on the other two sides. All you have is two mechitzas across Rishus HaRabim. That in itself makes a Rishus HaYochid, as long as you have a Lechi or a Korah on what's it called, on the two ends of the house. He doesn't have a picture of the korah here, I don't know why either. But here he does. Yeah, here. So you either have a lechi here and here, and on one side, on what's it called, one house, on both sides where the mechitza should be, or a korah here and a korah here. Either one of those would make the space in between Rishus HaYochid. But that's only where you have two solid mechitzas parallel to each other across Rishus HaRabim. But with less than two solid mechitzas, nobody holds that you can make a Rishus HaRabim to Yochid. What we're talking about is the case before with the zombies is here, is there's nothing on the side. There's no walls on the side. All you have is the one end of the Rishus HaRabim has a Turas HaPesach or a Delis, and the other part has a Delis or a Lechi or a Korah, whatever the Shita is. But you have nothing on the sides. There's no real Mechitzas over here, and that becomes Rishus HaYochid. Even Rabbi Yehuda is the most Meiko, only Meiko with his two solid Mechitzas. Then a Lechi or a Korah or what's it called, or Pitikra Yori Vesosim will help. But without two solid mechitzas, whoever said that you can make a Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid? That's the Gemara's question. Amrulo, Ein Ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim Mekach. The Chachamim hold even that way. Even with two solid mechitzas, you can't make a Rishus HaYochid because two mechitzas don't make a Rishus HaYochid. That's Machlokas from Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether you need at minimum three mechitzas to make a Rishus HaYochid from the Torah, or two mechitzas minimal. So Minat Torah, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a Rishus HaRabim without any tikkun. In order to make a hecker, you need a lechi or a korah. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim hold two mechitzas Minat Torah is Rishus HaRabim. Doesn't become a Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, no hecker in the world is going to be Mata Rishus HaRabim D'oraisa with a hecker. You need to put up a third mechitza in order to make it Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid Minat Torah. Yeah, that's Gemara's kasha. That's Gemara's kasha. How in the world can you make a Rishus HaRabim? No one holds that without at least two mechitzas. No, Rabbi Yehuda's din. Rabbi Yehuda holds two mechitzas, even opposite each other, already Rishus HaYochid min HaTorah. Yeah, and that's why the other thing is only talking is only a heker, mit Rabban. You said that. Okay. Weiter. V'chiteima b'kachu d'lo ma'arva. Ha'bedlosos mi'arva. And if you'll say, okay, according to everybody else, Akasha. According to Hananya, it's Akasha, because we're using Lechi, a Korah. Right? According to Beis Hillel, it's Akasha, because on one side it leads to Lechi and a Korah. But according to Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, that you have Glossus on one side, a Delis is Mamash and Mechitza. Right? So one side has a bona fide Mechitza. Right? So with Glossus you could, but no, you can't do it with a Lechi or a Korah. Or a Tzuras HaPesach. But with a bona fide mechitza, which is a deles, maybe that yes. But Omer Rabba Bar Barchana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim, Ilmole Dal Soseh, Nin Alos, Belaila, Chayovin Olel, Mishum Rishus HaRabim. Yerushalayim, if it wouldn't have glossos in the Choma, where the openings of the Choma were, right, then its streets would be Rishus HaRabim. Right? The streets that are 16 Amos wide would be Rishus HaRabim. Right? And you see from there that the glossos have to be closed. You can't have anything else except total glossos, even though it has a wall around it. So it's still Rishus HaRabim. If the streets, the doors are open, and the streets go from one end to the other. So just putting up a delis is not going to make it Rishus HaYochid. Rashi, Yerushalayim. Okay, Lechi Mikane to Pa'as HaBayis HaEchad. You put a lechi on one corner of the house, the lechi mikane to pesach hasheni laosobayis, and another lechi on the other corner of that house. Most abayis asim havistim alishnei roshi rishus harabim umut letalton vayis abayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, since you have two solid mechitzas over here, so you put a lechi over here and a lechi over here, and therefore basically this lechi closes off this area, this lechi closes off this area. You have two solid mechitzas. Min HaTorah, these two mechitzas alone make a Rishus HaYochid. You need the lechi over here and lechi over here to make a heker, and that's enough to be Rishus HaYochid. But less than this, where there's no solid mechitzas at all you have is lechis or Tzuras HaPesachs or glossos that perhaps aren't even closed, how could that possibly be Rishus HaYochid? That's Moritz Kasha. And we say from Yerushalayim, we see, even if there are glossos, right, if the Rishus HaRabim is open from side to side, the glossos have to be closed. In other words, when you close the delis, it's a real mechitza. When it's opened, then it's an imaginary mechitza. And an open delis doesn't help. It needs to be closed mamish, meaning you need a mechitza there. V'omar Ula, and Ula said, Hani avule de mechuza. And you have, what's it called, these alleyways in mechuza. Avule shari ho'ir mechuvanim zekeneged zeh, v'hayu bashishim riboy. Right, in Bavel, they had a city, and the gates to the city were lined up with each other. One end of the Rishus HaRabim had a gate with an opening, And the other end of Rishus HaRabin, at the other end of the city, had a gate with an opening. And they were mamish mefulash. So those were mamish Rishus HaRabim mefulash. Right? So Hani Avule de Mechuzil Molly Dal Soseim Ninalos Chayav and Leah Mishum Rishus HaRabim. If the doors were not closed, so there's a solid mechitza, right, on both sides, it would not can be considered, it would be considered Rishus HaRabim. So how in the world could you have anything less than a solid door that's closed to make it Rishus HaYachid? How in the world could you have a machlokas, whether a lechi and a korah would help on one side, or a delis that's even not closed would help on one side, or a tzuras ha-pesach would help? Omer of Yehuda, hachikomer. So therefore, Yehuda said, no, I've never meant to say, how are you ma'arev, how do you put up mechitzas on a Rishus HaRabim to make it Rishus HaYachid? It's not talking about Rishus HaRabim. The minimal Rishus HaRabim is of Yehuda, two mechitzas, and the rest, tikkunim d'rabbanan. But anything less than two solid mechitzas, no way that it could ever be a Rishus HaYachid. Right? So Kate said, ma'arvin mevos ha'mefuloshim Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara was talking about is not a Rishus HaRabim. It's talking about a street that's in a mavui. That Me'ikar Adin has two mechitzas on the side. A mavui again. Mavui is closed on what's it called, on usually on three sides. Here the mavui is closed on two sides. And the third side, what's it called, is usually closed, and therefore the fourth side, which is open, you need a tikkun d'rabbanan for a heker. Because really, three sides makes it a Rishus HaYachid. But here we have a mavui that's mefulish to Rishus HaRabim. The mavui is not only open on one side, it's open on two sides. So you have two solid mechitzas on the parallel sides, and on the other side, it's open from one end to the other into Rishus HaRabim. But the mavui itself is not a Rishus HaRabim. Except the rabbin goes through this mavui, but there's mechitzas on both sides. So there, it's, according to Yehuda at least, it's only what's it called Rishus HaRabim d'Rabbanan. It's really Rishus HaYachid. So there, tikkunim, the rabbanim would help. And that's where you have the three of machlokas, what, how much you need. Two dalsos, one delis, and a what's it called, a lechi and kora, or a tzuras ha-pesach, and a lechi and a kora. Okay, see Rashi. Chayogin oleho, alma ne'ilis blossos bo'ina. It's not enough just to have a door. You have to have a closed door. And again, the difference between a door means you have something that imaginary is like as if it was closed. But if it's closed, it's mamash a mechitza. A closed door is a mechitza. And you need that they be closed, meaning you need a mechitza. A door itself doesn't help. You need a mechitza. A door, a closed door, happens to be a mechitza. The chol laylo, the hochik tani, osa delis mikan, the lecha vikora mikan, the vesilo. And here it says, one delis and a completely open thing with a lechi and a kora is good enough. Sure. Okay, we didn't get it yet. Okay, so Gemara says, no, it's not talking about Rishus HaRabim. Ein Ochinami. There's no way to make a Rishus HaRabim, a Rishus HaYochid, unless you have a minimum of three solid mechitzas, and then you have Takana D'Rabbanan, right? But here, it's not talking about Rishus HaRabim. It's talking about a mavui that happens to be open on both ends instead of just one end. Now, that's not a real Rishus HaRabim, the mavui's street. And therefore, it's only midrabban and Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you can make it into Rishus HaYachid with glossos, with a lechi v'kora, tzuras ha-pesach, according to different opinions. Okay.
Is this the same thing as Baki Barabim before?
It could be, yeah. It's definitely Baki Barabim, but that's a different halach of a pirtza. Here it's not a pirtza, it's mamish mafulish. It's worse. Okay. Itmar, Rav Omar, Vilchasok Tanakama. Rav said the halacha is like the Tanakama, that you need a tzuras ha-pesach on one side. Again, you have a mavui that's opened at both ends, not a regular mavui that's closed on one end. So here you need a tzuras ha-pesach on one end, and minimal, you can put up a mechitz on that end too, but you have a tzuras ha-pesach. And you have to have what's called a lechi or a kor on the other end. Shmuel omer halacha kechananya, and Shmuel says halacha is like Chananya, pashas according to Beis Hillel, which means you need a delis on one end, tzuras ha-pesach won't help, and you need a what's called lechi and kor on the other end. Iboyelahu, the Chananya aliba de Beis Hillel, sorech lino lain sorech lino. According to Chananya, according to Beis Hillel, right? We need a delus on one end. Does that delus always have to be closed? Or could it even be open? Is it just a tachon of a hecker? So you need a door, even if it's not closed, or you need mamash mechitza. It has to be closed. Toshma, the Omer of Yehud, Omer Shmuel, eino tzorech lino, doesn't have to be closed. It's not out of mechitza that it's there. It's just that's a hecker. The chain Omer of Masna, Omer Shmuel, eino tzorech lino, doesn't have to be closed. Ika diamri, Omer of Masna, bididi havi uvda, but Omer li Shmuel, eino tzorech lino, that Rav Masna said, I had a mice like this, I asked Shmuel a shayla, exactly this, is the door has to be closed or not? He said, it doesn't have to be closed. Rashi. Tzorech Linol also Delis Yochid, the one door that Beis Hillel holds you need on one side, does it have to be closed or not in order to be, for the area in that Mavui to be carryable? We didn't get it yet, okay. So it comes out that basically, according to Shmuel, that one door is okay, it doesn't have to be closed.
So the aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda, that two mechitzas is Rosh
Hashanah? What?
The aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda.
No, because theirs wasn't 16 Amos, it didn't have the, what's it called? It wasn't 600,000 people going through there, it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. It's the road of a Mavli. Anyway, it was not Rosh Hashanah. But it looks like it's opened into Rosh Hashanah. So there you need a hecker, just like any mavui. But this mavui needs more than a regular mavui because it's mafulish into Rosh Hashanah on both ends. Right. Till then we thought it was talking about mamash Rosh Hashanah. Then it was a problem. Now we're not talking about, a derech of a mavui, which is not Rosh Hashanah anyway. Okay. Ika di Amre, okay, we have that. Okay. Bo minei. This shaila, whether you need 600,000 or not, Tosa says from Rashi, it's mash like that, and it's mash mataki, you need it like the Midbar. In the Midbar there were 600,000. But Tosa says, the mice were a lot more than 600,000 people in the Midbar. There was women and children, right? The Erev Rav. So he says that only that which is written b'teirish in the Torah, the number, is significant in learning out the malacha from the Torah. So in order to have a shusharab, you need 600,000 people. Some rishonim learn that condition is not a condition. You don't need 600,000. It's not a condition of shusharabim. A shusharabim is 16 amas wide and is opened, and anybody can go there. Even if it's not 600,000 people, is a shusharabim deraisa. Some hold that more than what Rashi seems to say, that you don't. It's more than 600,000. You need more than just 600,000 people in the city. You need 600,000 people traveling that road every day. Right? It's not 600,000 people traveling the road, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. They want to bring a raya, the Gra brings a raya from the fact that it says that in Bavel, in this Avule, the what's it called, the Mechuzah, what's it called, had a dinner of Rosh Hashanah. It would have been a Rosh Hashanah if the doors weren't closed. The Gemara says in Brachos that Einu Chlusya beBavel. There was never 600,000 people together in Bavel, that you can make the bracha Baruch Hachem HaRozim, 600,000 Jews. And it's mashma, though, that a mechuzah was a Rosh Hashanah, and there wasn't 600,000 people. Wow. So most of the achronim I asked on the Gra, how could it be? Because it's not just Yidden, it's Goyim. Even Tulsa says, the Erev Rav counted. Right, you don't need 600,000 Jews, just 600,000 people. So the Tzorech Iyun on that Gra, what's the Raya from here? Because there were 600,000 Goyim, right, with Jews. You don't need a dafka 600,000 Jews. What?
600,000
zombies. Right. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Bo mine mi Rav Anon. Sorech lino la in sorech lino. Same shaila Rav Anon was asked, right? Do you have to close the door or not? Does the door have to be a solid mechitza, or it just has to be a door that's an imaginary mechitza? Omar lehu tochazi. Let's see. Hani avule dinardo, the timon ad palgayu biafra, the ayel venotik mar Shmuel, the lo omar lehu velo midi. You had, what's it called? Here's a picture. You have the gates in Nahardo. Right? Nahardo had streets, that were mafulish. From one end to the other. So it was like a mavui that was open into Rosh Hashanah on both ends. And they put up doors. But the problem is that there became things of earth that held the doors open. Couldn't close them. Right? And nobody ever bothered to fix it. And Shmuel used to go in and out of those doors. He saw them and never said a word. The doors don't have to be closed, because here they couldn't have been closed. And Shmuel wasn't Machpin, and he carried in Nardo, Avula de Nardo. So, Vaistois, that they don't have to be closed. Samara says, Omar of Kahana, Hanach Megufo Sabli. He said, no, you're making a mistake. They weren't stuck open. They were stuck most of the way closed. And therefore he didn't say anything. He used to squeeze in and out of the door, but basically the door was considered closed. There was a little opening that you could squeeze through, but that was already considered closed. Ki Osir of Nachman, Omar Pnuyo Lafrayu. When Rav Nachman came, he said, take the earth away. Now, could be, because he held, he had to close the doors. Mara says, Lema Kesav Rav Nachman Sorach Lino. Why did Rav Nachman tell him to take the earth away so the doors could be closed? Because he held the door, had to be closed. Mara says, Lo. Kiven de Reuyos Lino, Afopisha Eini Nolos. They have to be fit to be closed. They have to be able to be closed, but they don't have to be closed. A door that can't be closed, not a door. But if it could be closed, even if it's not closed, it has a din of a mechitza. Okay? And therefore he told him to take away the earth, because with the earth there, it wasn't possible to close it. And that's basically the halacha. That's in some places where they want to be ma'ari, they have a reshus harabim that goes through the eruv of the city. And they want to put up glossos. Both ends of the Rishus HaRabim, at least on one end of the Rishus HaRabim, then it becomes like a mob, because they have a Tzuras HaPesach around the city, and this goes through the city. It's like a Rishus HaRabim that goes through a mobui. So they put up glossos, but you can't put up doors that are closed all the time in the middle of a highway. So what they do is, they put up a mechitza that can be wound around something, and it can be undone. They put one roll on one end of the highway and the other one across the highway, and it's possible to open it up and they'll meet in the middle and it'll be closed. Those are glossos. And it has to be fit to be open. And some hold fit to be open means at some point it's closed. In other words, at some point you have to close these doors. So once a year they open them up, usually New Year's Eve, when there's very little traffic or whatever, people are not traveling the highways, at midnight. And they close the doors at once for a few seconds, and then they open them again. The next year, they do it again. And this way, they have glossos that are there, that are fit to be closed, but they're never closed the rest of the year. And that's enough. Okay. Hahu mavui akum. Okay. Let me start this. Yeah, okay, let's see. Hahu mavui akum, tahavi bin ahardo. There was a mavui that was made like a U. Okay, a bent mavui that was in Nardo. Romi alei chumra de Rav, the chumra de Shmuel. So they gave it both chumras, the chumra of Rav and the chumra of Shmuel. That's rechu glossos. And it wasn't enough, alechi and akora, they needed glossos. Chumrei the Rav de Omar Tarasu Kamefulish. Rav we had before says that a mavui akum, right, where the two ends that are open to Shus HaRavim aren't one opposite the other, but they're zeshalo keneged zeh. One's on one side and one's on not on the opposite side, but one's on the east and one's on the south. Not on one's on the east and one's on the west. We had it before. So Rav said it has a din of mefulish. V'homer Rav halacha ketanakama. But Rav said, the halacha over here by a mavui is like the Tanakama, that you don't need glossos at all. Kishmuel, the Omar halacha kechananya. And they were passing like Shmuel, that you needed glossos, like Hananya, according to Beis Hillel. One side needed a delos, when it's a mavui mafuli, on both sides. Omar Shmuel terasa kesasim, but Shmuel held that a mavui akum doesn't have a din of a mavui mafuli. It's not open from east to west. It's open on east and south. So both of these chumras don't go together. According to nobody, do you need a delis. According to Rav, who considers a mavui akum a foolish, he holds you never need a delis. According to Shmuel, who says if it's a Mavi Mefulish, you do need Glossos, holds that a Mavi Yochum is not a Mavi Mefulish. So you never, why would you need a Glossos over here? Only if you go like both Chumras. You hold like Rav in this thing and like Shmuel in this thing, right? So you're taking two Chumras that really don't go together. Because in every way you look, nobody here holds you need a Delos. Right? And then the Gemara is going to ask, do you make two Chumras like that? This is the beginning of the next sugya. You'll see Rashi here. Avule de Nahardo, Roshe Mevos Mithulashim Lushus Harab Mahavo. The gates of Nahardo were gates to roads that were Mefulish. They were opened east to west, both of them entering into Rishus Harab. This to the east of the city, this to the west of the city. The Timon Ad Palgayu Biafra. And they were stuck because there were mounds of earth that stuck, that made them stuck open. Stumos ad chetzion ba'ofer. They were buried half of their length, half of their height in earth. The ein olam yochel and noalim ne'ha'ofi. You couldn't close them. You couldn't open them. You couldn't close them. Timon kamo tmunim plishtoi. They were covered, buried. Megufo saw you. Shemar says no. They weren't buried opened. They were buried closed. V'lohayu kulam psuchos eleskuros upsuchos v'miktas. They were a little bit open and basically closed. Megufos kumu hagafis losos. Megufos means to close the doors. Hagafis losos. Mavui akum shnei psachav mefuloshim rishus harabim achas kigon ze. They both were open to rishus harabim, but the same rishus harabim, but not mefulish. It was like a ches. The side, you can look at the picture on the side. It's just as good. But the picture over here, here's a picture with the sand closing the doors, but the doors were mostly closed, and he doesn't have a picture of a Mavi Mefulish now, because he had it before. But in any case, that's a ches, where both ends open to Rishus HaRabim, but it's not from one end to the other, it's side by side. It's a ches, just like similar to the case we had before, where one opens to the east and one opens to the south. And you needed glosses on both of the places where, what's it called, where it curved. And then Abdelis on one side, and Alechi or Akor on the other side. If you look at the picture in the Gemara, that's good enough. So you needed glosses. So why? Because he was machmer like Rav and like Shmuel. Tarasso came a foolish, v'kan shnei pilushin drushus Ravim yesh. So according to Rav, that a Mavi like this is considered Mavi Mefulish. Even though the two sides of Rishus HaRabim are not opposite each other, they're next to each other, still considered Mavi Mefulish. You look like it is all one Mavi, you stretch it out, and it's like it's mamish from one end to the other, open to Rishus HaRabim. And what's it called? But Rav himself holds Halachas like the Tanakama. That over here, what's it called? You don't need glossos for a Mavi Mefulish. All you need is a Turas HaPesach and a Lechi and a Korah. So according to Rav, even though he considers this Mefulish, but Rav holds a Mavi Mefulish that never needs glossos. And what's it called? According to Shmuel, who holds that if it would be a Mavi Mefulish, you'd need glossos, like Hananya. But Shmuel holds that this is not a Mavi Mefulish. So whatever way you turn, if you hold like Shmuel, it's not a Mavi Mefulish. If you hold like Rav, it is a Mavi Mefulish, but you don't need glossos. And they were machmer like both chumras. They held like Rav that it's a Mavi Mefulish, and they held like Shmuel you need glossos if it happens to be a Mavi Mefulish. But not like either one completely. The chumra of this one and the chumra of that one. Now the Gemara says, Mi avdin and ketrei chumri. Are you allowed to do two different chumras? V'atanya la'olam halacha k'beis hillel, v'harotza lasos k'divrei beis shammai osa, k'divrei beis hillel osa. La'olam ba'halacha is like Beis Hillel. The Gemara is going to ask on this. It sounds like totally contradictory. If the halacha is like Beis Hillel, then how could you be allowed to do like Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai? You have to do like Beis Hillel. That's halacha. But that's what the Braisa says, right? The halacha is like Beis Hillel, but if you want to do like Beis Hillel, you can. If you want to do like Beis Shammai, you can. Mikule Beis Shammai, Mikule Beis Hillel Rasha. But if you do all the kulas of Beis Shammai and all the kulas of Beis Hillel, you're a Rasha. Right, if you follow Beis Hillel where he's Meikel, and you follow Beis Shammai where he's Meikel, then you're a Rasha. If you follow all the Chumras of Beis Shammai and all the Chumras of Beis Hillel, All of Akashav Omer Hakshil Bachoshen Chole. Then you're a fool. Right? Eleika Beishamig Bikul Honu Vechumrehon, Ika Beishilo Bikulei Honu Vechumrehon. Either you follow Beishilo Machmir and Nekel, or you follow Beishamig Machmir and Nekel. You have to pick one rav. Either you're going to follow Beishamig, you're going to follow Beishilo. You can't follow both of them, either Lechumra or Lekula. We'll see the Gemara is going to, what's it called, limit this to certain cases. Right? What's the word I'm looking for? To explain it to whatever there's a word for it. Right? It's not a blanket statement. There are specific conditions.
Qualify,
that's the word. Yeah, thank you. The Gemara is going to qualify this statement. It's not a blanket statement. The Gemara says, "Hagufa kasha amras la'olam halacha kabeisilo." V'hadar amras harotz alasos kedivrei beishamei osa. Right. First, you tell me the halacha is like beishilo. Then you tell me if you want to do like beishamei, you can. The Gemara says, "Lo kasha kan kodem basko kan la'acher basko." Right. The boy is saying, "Mahava halacher basko." Rabbi Yeshua he lo mashgach bevasko. Where it says that there was a machlokas beisham beisilo, many machlokasin, and they weren't machriya then. So at that point, you could do like either one. But once the baskol went out and said the halacha is like beisilo, then you had to follow beisilo, right? So one that says you could do like beisham beisilo is before the baskol, and the one that says that the halacha is like beisilo is after the baskol. Another possible answer is Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold you listen to a baskol. Lo b'shamayim he. You don't listen to baskols to paskin halachas. And therefore, even after the baskol, right, that made no difference. So until they were machriya, the halacha, like beishilo, the halacha is beishilo, then what's it called? You can do like beishamai too, even after the baskol. But once the hachra was, right, then you had to follow beishilo. Rashi. Halacha ketanakama. To lo boy delas al tzuras haPesach. Shmuel holds halachas like Rav holds halachas like the Tanakama that you don't need only a tzuras haPesach. Baskol akama b'pirkin. Later on, the Gemara is going to speak about this baskol. She yotz a baskol the omra halacha kadeshila. Rabbi Yeshua b'perik has zohar b'bav mitziya. That's where Rabbi Yeshua said that ein mashgishim b'baskol.